troops marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass blows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass blows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
I'll be right. Disdain, why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony, beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her towers, sits by the hour maintaining her hair, light and becoming and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, oh, the torture they teach. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why now?
Do I know?
The girl must be mad. You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her
agony,
misery, although it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to wife.
hardly move or breathe. I can feel your presence all around. I fall knees down to the ground. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters.
I know that I haven't found the kids of life can't hold me down. 'Cause you're the one I wanna please. What matters now is what you.
Well, if you told me you were drowning, Hi, everybody. It's Jerry. Hope you're doing reasonably well. It's we're still facing challenges every day, but hopefully what I received yesterday, we discussed, will come to pass. I have a couple things. I was totally talking off the top of my head yesterday about things I hadn't thought of really for over a year. And so I want to make a couple clarifications to things I said just to be accurate. And there's a little bit more we can share, so we'll see where that goes. The Lord led me to search for something in Scripture today, all things, the phrase all things. And what he caused me to post was the first and the last occurrence of that phrase. The first occurrence is in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. And the last occurrence is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. I've got Mama Pat online. I'll open up in just a minute. We've got Faith and Michelle and Carol and a guest in chat. Hi, everybody. Faith has been trying. She's been listening, not in chat. I mean, as a guest, some. She's having some computer issues that are making it hard for her to log in. She says, seriously, I've been trying since 8 o'clock. Yeah, in other words, for, you know, 30 minutes, basically. I know Carol and Michelle and I are all strongly encouraged for something this month. We discussed quite a bit about that. Let me just get to a couple of clarifications and corrections. Last night I spoke about my 121 vision where I saw, and this is the correct order, having had time to unscramble my brain and my memory. I saw a 3 over a 7 and a line under them, sort of like a math problem. And underneath that line was a 121. That was followed closely by and associated with this dream or vision I had of this particular person who's in real estate in the California area. And I mentioned Hollister, and that was correct. But I said the coordinates of 121 and 73, and it's 121 and 37. And, of course, 37 follows the order, what have you. The grocery bill I had yesterday from the night before was 121.73. And but the digits were the same. It's obviously quite close. So, and if you take that and go from the bottom up, I saw 121 and then a 7 and a 3. Now, it was all shown to me in one frame, so there really wasn't an order. It's just a matter of how you read from top to bottom or the bottom up. There's one minor clarification. Now, if you go to the general coordinates, 121 and 37, it's Los Banos, not Trepinos, California. It's Los Banos, general area. There's a lake in that, a reservoir, actually. And but this person who had offices in the general vicinity, and you could sort of triangulate an area between Salinas, Hollister, and Gilroy, California. Those areas are on major fault lines, which regularly move at least to small earthquake levels. So those are the things really that I wanted to clarify, because just somebody's trying to follow it and looking at details. That's how all those pieces fit together. That's was always my leading, was to look in that area. I have a particular name of that person, as I mentioned last night. I don't think they have anything to do with us. And in fact, it may very well be that I was only given that name to lead me to the website, which led me to the office locations, which somewhat correlated with the coordinates on the map. And this is why I felt that it could be a potential earthquakeation, was because in two different ways, he confirmed a very particular area of California. Now, it was not an earthquake warning per se, and it has said nothing. There was no obvious, you know, magnitude or anything like that. But that was just what I could gather out of it. Ooh, pardon me. And I think that's mostly it. I've got a sense, even yesterday I was, I've got a sense possibly to maybe go almost Julian on this sort of date count thing we've had going from February 5th. From if we went Julian, or really I'm seeing a 12-day offset rather than a 13. Not sure why that is, but I'm seeing a 12-day offset. And that leads me, actually, to today and tonight. And the reason is that 84-day period we applied to our February 5th date set, something did happen on the 6th, for sure, but I do believe the testing trial period started to really intensify the next week around the 16th or 17th. And so let's just say the 17th. And so if you apply the 84 days there, you end up not at April 29th, but you get to May 11th. And by the way, things are turning up for Tana. She has, and she absolutely credits Jesus for helping her, but she has her dryer put back together, and she's happy with it. Apparently it's working, so praise God. And her friend at the same time is headed over to look at her car. So things are starting to turn up for her a little bit. And let's see. Let me look here real quick. I'll try to review a little bit what's in chat. Let's see. I was led to all things. I covered that in the title page of the show. I don't have, I can share Michelle's email. That's good. In fact, why don't I go ahead and before I start reading, let me bring on Mama Pat and say hi to her. Hi, Pat.
Hi, guys. Love you all. I'm glad for Tana. That's very good. Hi, guys in chat. Love you all. The number 222. And then 444. I never get away from that. I sent an interesting video on Paul Bagley that there's a dome. Have you heard anything about that? That's rising in the Gulf of Mexico.
I saw the link to the video. I haven't heard anything
about it. 80-degree water. Yeah. I mean, and hurricane season is coming, so it's just going to be cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to watch
definitely
that.
Definitely volcanic heat.
Yeah. It's going to churn up the hurricanes. Other than that, I tried to get to the doctor. My car battery died again. It's not holding a volt charge. I couldn't get her to the doctor. Mm-hmm. So we have to reschedule, and it's just was very frustrating, you know. And I keep saying, all right, Lord, let's just keep moving forward, all right? I have all these setbacks, like being tested, you know, and I keep saying, I give him a back talk. It's like, I have to keep going forward now, come on. You know, I'm not going to let this get to me, you know.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So and it's a matter of attitude. It really is. Other than that, that's really about it. Just got to watch this dumb thing in the Gulf of Mexico.
Things are percolating all over the place. Hard for me to digest all the world
goodness.
News. There's no doubt there's the trends and other things. But at the same time, I really don't. I don't give
I
a volcano's backside about most of it. And
I
I'm
don't
not,
give
you know,
a
rat. That is an interesting. But. But I can tell, you know, the messaging is persistent. The increase in activity and everything else is significant. I should just say I'm pretty much where I was yesterday. He flipped a switch on me I just got me to the point where I said, I believe it. And that relieved a significant burden for me. And it was like a prophetic utterance kind of a thing. It was a spontaneous thing. It was not cognitive on my part, really. So we'll see. And we have Carol on the line. Let me bring her on.
Oh, sure.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jerry. Hi. Pat. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, how are you doing, honey?
And Faith is Tom on the phone or not?
She has been texting me. She's been texting me, and I've been passing on the updates.
Okay.
Okay. And I know that I was in chat, and then my computer froze in the middle of chat. So I was trying to explain to Michelle and Faith and anybody else and about a revelation I just got from the Holy Spirit through Michelle. So I'm gonna let you finish, Jerry, because I'm not sure I picked up everything you were saying, because my blood talk was freezing up on me and you were not there. So
yeah.
I just wanted.
Well, I'm barely here anyway.
To, we're all barely here. but not for long.
That's good.
But she, you know, we're all kind of like on the same page on something huge happening on Pentecost. You know, our departure, our transformation, whatever. So, you know, Michelle mentioned that she really is looking towards this month. And I think you might have mentioned it or touched on it too. But again, I didn't hear everything, so I have to go back. Anyway.
Well, I think Michelle will touch on a couple of these things in the email that I'll read here.
Now, watch that. Hold on. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm back, but I'm getting all this weird stuff. Okay. It looks like it's shut up for now. okay.
Yeah.
I will share my stuff in a little bit, but keep going. I think we're all like on the same page regarding Pentecost, just my different days and or dates or whatever. So long as we just go like now. But God, there we go again. Hold on, I'm sorry. Sort of those ads.
Yeah.
Keep talking, I'm gonna mute you.
Okay. So I was before, and I still am in a place where I kind of want to let him play this out. My personal leading isn't to do so much the garage work, but one of the reasons is that because I feel like other people, like Michelle, are still led in that way. And that's great because they cover the things that I see. And so we're just kind of all right there. Let me. Oh, Carol's having problems with ads on her computer.
But I'm here. They finally shut up, I think.
There you go. Yeah, okay. So let me get to this email Michelle sent today, actually just before the show.
Okay.
She says, okay, so I just finished listening to the show from yesterday, as only I heard a small portion when I was in chat as a guest. First of all, I'm encouraged that you, Jerry, are actually encouraged about our soon departure and are excited about dates that's coming up. I'm actually excited about his confirmation about departure, which is a little different than my date set. I just want to say that because really I'm not enthusiastic about any one date. My conviction, if you will, yesterday came in the context of reading Jason's email, which pretty much covers the 20th to the 23rd, just to be specific. Jerry was mentioning where the green grass grows and referring to a passage in Mark as well as the song. Well, a few days ago, I read the first part of John chapter 6, which talks about feeding the 5,000, which is also in Mark chapter 6. Verse 4 says, Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When it talks about the feeding of the 5,000 people, since we are approaching second Passover beginning on the evening of May 22nd, this applies to now, and the feeding was a miracle, as the rapture translation will be. So I'm getting that a miracle will happen just before second Passover. And this was the theme that I have really been looking at for the last few days. So I think that that all fits very well. Also, yesterday morning after getting Jerry's email about the grocery store receipt, I was wondering when is the last date that we could still be here. I have many leanings to May 16, 17, and it could be that the latest date, but after further reflection, I was drawn to June 8th, 9th, correlating with Jerry's meat cleaver dream. This is just before Jewish Pentecost on June 11th through the 13th. I thought of some garage work that also points to June 5th, 6th, but I won't share that right now. But I do believe, as Jerry said on yesterday's show, that we shouldn't be here past June 9th, which is my birthday, by the way. Which is Mr. Michelle's birthday. Interesting that we both arrived at this conclusion on the same day, perhaps around the same time of day, and that apparently is true. My conviction was in the morning, late morning, and then the green grass thing was in the afternoon, in the evening, when I was scheduling the show, but they both kind of worked together. Anyway, I got a strong sense, felt like a knowing back in March that our departure would be in the spring. So we definitely should be out of here by June 20th. And I think Carol was reflecting. Amen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Carol's reflecting that in chat too. So all that being said, I'm still drawn towards May more than June. Yeah, and to that I say amen, because really don't challenge me with June. Anyway, I keep hearing April in my mind, and I remember Jerry saying that God's calendar is about 27 days behind ours, which would mean that we are in April now. I'm also really drawn toward the numbers 9, and since May 16th is the 8-9 cutoff on the Jewish calendar, that would be what the 9 is about. Back in May of 2014, I got a strong sense that the rapture would occur in the month of May, and that it would be no later than May 28th. Quite interesting, since the full flower moon is on May 21st, 7 days prior to May 28th. Also remember, Deb and others on YouTube had dreams with a calendar that went from the 14th to the 21st and did not go past the 21st. I fully expect our departure could likely be any time from May 14th to the 21st, in particular emphasis on May 16th. And she says, she reflects that that relates to Marianne's 14th through the 17th. Also, I remember a dream that I had in 2014 about disaster and rapture striking in either April, May, or June, with emphasis on the number 13. Let's see. Interesting. May 21st is IR 13th, or ER 13th, on the Jewish calendar. So perhaps that is the 13 my dream referenced. Another girl on YouTube left a comment, someone's video having a dream. She only saw the months April, May, and June. Paula Marie, others, and had dreams about the rapture occurring on a full moon. I think something huge will happen on May 16th, May 2021st. And May 2021. Also, it is 909 days from November 19th, 2013 to May 16th, 2016. And 9 is the number for judgment. Boom and poof. So let me reference back here. I sent I'm scrolling here a little bit.
And when you're
I'm going to read Jason.
Let me know when I can share.
Oh, yeah, okay, will do. I want to go back over Jason's dream that I read yesterday. It was really during this dream, reading this dream yesterday morning, that I got this assertion or quickening or whatever it was about this month and in general about the things that are being discussed here. Anyway, so this is his email. Okay, bro, hang on to your jackass, because I got something dropped in my lap this morning that pertains to you and RCC as a whole. Now, he's saying he got it this morning, so I'm receiving this the same morning he did, and I am reading this right after – I mean, I had a string of three events. I had a previous email from him, and then somebody else's YouTube video, which is somebody who's leading. I was directly confirmed in this one particular video to pay attention to, and who has had things for me before, whether they know it or not. And because I don't know whether they know or not, and because they don't know me. And so anyway, have I complicated that enough? Okay. Anyway, the point is, this is all pouring out yesterday morning. I think it was this time last month that I received the revelation on the Arch of Triumph. And now this, I was thinking about you this morning, and the dream came to mind that I had on December 18th, 2014. You walked out of the general population prison and came to a waiting area where prisoners are about to be released. You were placed inside a holding cell. Inside the cell, you were stuffed into this clear box made of glass, so I was able to see you. Oh, there's a detail there I just now get too. So I was able to see you. You were crammed in there, man, and no room to move around at all. On the outside of the cell, it said Christine Invoice. The dream continued, and I was playing blackjack or 21. I cashed in my chips and received a $300 bill. The bill ripped in half for two 150s. So all these things reflect the Elijah pattern perfectly. And I took it back to the clerk. She then gave me a $200 bill and five 20s. I think this dream pertains right now. Pertains to right now. I always wondered what the 520s meant. At the time, all I was getting is that he's emphasizing the 20th. Now I think it pertains to May 20th. Also, the $200 bill, 200 days from November 5th, is May 23rd. May 23rd is the 144th day of this year. Seriously insane. Christine Invoice. Christine pertains to the Elopture, and Invoice is the Elijah pattern as well as all the date sets. You coming out of general population in the prison is perhaps when you move to the place where you now live. Holding cell or waiting cell area could very well be where you currently reside. Amen, brother. Interesting that the flower moon is in no room to move, boxed in. The flower moon is May 21st, and this game was 21. Okay, so I asked him a question if there was any more information about getting out of the box, and this is his answer. He said, awesome confirmation on the flower. I did have a confirmation about that. And this is, wait a minute, this is, yeah. Anyway, so I had a part of this video was a confirmation about flower. Anyway, all these things were happening on top of each other is basically my point. After we spoke on the phone Monday, I was driving home and saw a rose in the center on the street. I actually did a 180 and went back to pick it up. I came home and gave it to Kareem. Sorry about leaving out the crammed in a box part of the dream. He had not mentioned that to me in December of 14 when he first told me about it. He didn't tell me about the box part. I've been leaving out details and then getting out confirmations later on to my own dreams. It sounds like Kareem LOL. Kareem has a habit of leaving out details and then remembering them later. Get this. Brad showed up yesterday and did the work on Jason. Anyway, so there was a Brad here. We're sort of having a mixed Brad experience. And he mentioned several things. This person just happened to a lot of personal things, spoke quite a bit about being in prison, said the words general population. He has a son that's 21, and his other son is named Luke. His daughter's name is Rose. He mentioned the number 200. He was raised by the state in an orphanage, so he never knew his mom growing up. this conversation had so many similarities to the dream I sent you. It's just crazy. By the way, he showed up about 15 minutes after I emailed you, and he is supposed to be back early next week. So let me continue here. My response to that was just a lot there, Jason. Dear God, enough drum. This is a quote of me speaking, theoretically. Dear God, enough drum roll. Get on with it. I've had another thought or two about the dream. I cannot recall if I've said this on the show or not, but I've often said privately that I am in a box where God has me. In fact, several boxes. So this imagery really speaks to me. Also, the label Christine Invoice may have another meaning, and I'll just let that stand as it is. And then his response, I did not see you get out of the box. You were stuffed in there sitting Indian style. I remember your legs and elbows were touching the sides of the box, just no room to move at all. I remember the prisoners were about to be released from this waiting area. The clerk had paperwork, and she was doing something with it, like release forms. I'm getting something about that right now for me. Also, when you came out of the general population, you came first, and your expression was very matter-of-fact, kind of like, it's about time. And then you got in your box inside the holding cell. Christine then came walking out of general population, taking the same route, and she got inside her box within a holding cell right next to yours. Her expression was much different. She had a big smile on her face. That's it for that part of the dream. So that is a little bit of a catch-up there on that aspect of things. And I think I'm just going to emphasize that what I spoke about yesterday, where I'm at right now, this is not really the feeling. This is not a particularly date set feeling on my part. In fact, it's completely different than any date set we've had. This is just a knowing and a belief, a spontaneous thought that was given to me while I was just receiving this series of things yesterday morning. And then he gave me that phrase, which turned into a song, which I didn't really know that was the title of a song, and so on and so forth. But that was kind of a confirmation to me, because I think it means one way or the other, we're headed for green pastures and
where the
green grass grows. And so we are headed. I believe there's no doubt that that was the message. Whether they are earthly green pastures or heavenly green pastures, I do not know in the short term, but it's something. And he gave me a very strong conviction for this month around about the time of the full moon, and we'll see what he does. But I know that this is a completely different feeling that I have. It was spontaneous. It wasn't cognitive on my part. It was a spontaneous change, and I was very surprised when I said to myself, I believe that, or I believe it. In fact, I even think I said it out loud, and I was very surprised by it, but this is something very real and very not of my mind directly, and it's just a different feeling. I believe it's confirmation we're out of here. And only after I had time to think about it, I came up with sort of maybe this goes to June, the second week of June, because the 8th and 9th of June do fit the pattern I saw in the dreams, the meat cleaver dream. But in fact, the timing that really was prompting this mention was much more around the 20th of May. So, let me see. I think, Carol, this is a good time for you to share what you have, and that'll allow me to do a little catch up here, and then we'll be good.
Okie dokie. Well, first of all, in chat, Michelle wrote, she wrote, green is the color for May, since an emerald is the birthstone. But she had wrote earlier, I pray we all get a knowing about the day of our departure. And it's so funny because when you were talking right now, you used the word knowing. And my ears perked up.
Yeah.
My ears perked up. Okay, so here's what I think I started sharing how never before. You haven't heard this, so I haven't even heard this from myself. But I will say this: since I've been a watcher, most if we're looking at feasts, for the Lord to return on a feast day, for years I was more convinced that he would return around the Feast of Trumpets, because that correlates with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, right? But I love the way the Holy Spirit continues to unravel the truth. And it's like he's removing layer after layer for us to see clearly, Okay, so, in the past several months, there's been more hoopla, if you will, regarding Pentecost. So, I've been getting a lot of insight and doing some digging on Pentecost. And here's what's interesting. First of all, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Holy Spirit descends. This is the wording. The Holy Spirit descended from heaven and fell on the believers, which were the Jewish believers, right? And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, it's also interesting that in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord Jesus will descend from God, from heaven, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Okay. Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 2 says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting, and that was the day of Pentecost. So, I started looking at, wow, look at the correlation between Pentecost and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Lord in the Holy Spirit, descended from heaven, and with a sound like the rushing mighty wind, or a violent tempest blast, is what the Amplified says. And of course, then in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, with a voice of an archangel, and there's that. Hold on. There's that. Those ads again. Oh, why are they there? Don't you just hate those little demons? Stop. Oh, I can't believe that happened. So anyway, I'm sorry. That was not my fault. That was the ads on Blog Talk. Now you know what I have to put up with. All right. So Michelle, wrote in chat earlier that, she's looking for the Lord to return this month. And so I asked her, why do you think this month, which I already know. I'm convinced that between now and June 21st, which is the first day of summer, the Lord is going to return for us. And we're going to get our glorified bodies, our incorruptible bodies, we're going to put on the bodies of immortality and so on. This is really exciting. And I feel it before, even though I don't have that date per se, I believe it's before June 21st, because if there are hints of the Lord coming for us as the bride of Christ in Song of Solomon, he says in Song of Solomon, come away with me, my beloved. The winter is over, the birds are singing, the figs have, the fig leaves are, don't stop you guys, the fig tree has blossomed, so on and so forth, right? And summer is near. So that's Oh, I can't believe this silly doggy. Okay. So then Michelle wrote, you know, that the Christian Pentecost is, you know, is in May, while the Jewish Pentecost is in June. And, you know, for a while now, you know, I have been, the Lord has been pointing me to Matthew and Mark, where he told his disciples, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Now, for the longest time, I always, when I would read those scriptures, you know, I envisioned that, you know, the successful of this world, you know, the prominent people of this world that are first, you know, in this world would be last. They would be last, and then the last, who are the lowly, meek, you know, poor people, you know, struggling people, would be first in the kingdom, something like that. But then more recently, I got the revelation that no, that's not what that means. What those scriptures are referring to is the Lord came for the Jews first. The gospel came for the Jews first and then for the Gentiles. But because the Jews ended up rejecting Jesus as the king of the Jews, they're going to be saved last in the tribulation. And so the Gentiles, who should have been in the caboose of the train, are the engine now. We're in the front of the train. You see? And I've been pondering. Well, you know, June 11th and 12th is, you know, that those dates is the day of Pentecost, according to the Hebrew calendar. But if that's the Jewish, if that's the Jewish Pentecost, and the Christian calendar, the Christian Pentecost is in May, we see the pattern again. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. The Gentile bride be translated this month. And then the pattern of the Jews, the rest of the caboose. So I just saw that, you know, I saw that, and when Michelle posted, you know, that the Christian Christian Pentecost is in May, the Lord gave me that revelation again. Here's the pattern. The last, which is the Gentile bride, shall be first. So it's very, very, very possible we're going to receive our glorified bodies this month. And I'm like, yes, yes, Lord Jesus, yes. You know, so that's what I wanted to share. And I'm sorry, I got off Blog Talk because there goes the commercials again.
Okay. Well, I think that's good sense, Carol, and it's a good reminder. If you don't mind, I'm going to paraphrase what you just said by saying, so that is a reminder that we need to keep our lamps trimmed and burning so that we can protect our caboose as it hangs out the back of the train.
Where's the train? Yeah, so this just
little railroad humor just, there.
Oh yeah. My God. Little train humor.
And what's really interesting too is, oh Lord, let me move to another room. I don't know if you can hear my puppy yelping, like it's the end, like it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But here's the other caveat to that. And did I lose my train of thought? again, yeah, on Pentecost, whatever day we receive. Oh, not my kitty cat. I can't get away from my pet.
Yes. Cat's saying,
what,
it's my
what,
turn
what?
Now.
Huh?
That's right.
What?
I said,
okay.
your kitty cat is saying it's her turn now.
It's time. It's yes. So here's the other, here's what I also saw when I was reading Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 and 2, it's Pentecost, all right? And both on the day of Pentecost and in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord comes, you know, with a shout. And on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, when he descended from heaven, it was like with a whirlwind, right, with a tempest, you know, and that's what it's going to be like when Elijah was taken up. You know, he was taken up in a whirlwind. The cloud, the tornado came down, picked him up in a chariot, and up he went. And on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven, you know, the same way, in a whirlwind. Then in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The Lord descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with a trump of God. And don't tell me that it's going to be just a measly little voice. It's going to be, you know, just like it was, on Pentecost and like it was with Elijah. And very possibly, you know, when the rain started coming down, when Noah and his crew were in the ark and it started raining, I bet there was a lot of thunder and lightning, judgment, you know, coming down from heaven and scaring everybody that was not in the ark. So I think, you know, I'm going to really start bugging the Lord about this month. But I'm cool. I'm good, because it's like you mentioned. We just, you know, we're looking for the Lord to hurry up and return and transform us, change us. We're gonna put on immortality. You know, and I can't wait for that day. But we have to have our lamps trimmed. We've got to have our spirits filled with the oil of peace and joy, filled, you know, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, walking with Him. And that doesn't mean that we're monks or you know, nuns. You know, that we're you know what I mean. You know, we're people, and we're still here on earth, and we still have our fallen nature, but not for long. The other matter that I saw in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, and this is now verse 17, this is the first time the Holy Spirit really opened the eyes of my understanding. Okay, I'm going to make a confession before I share what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and that is, by faith, I have believed that, you know, with the comeback kids, that some of us are going to remain, and maybe, you know, or we're gonna be taken up and then come back, you know, and minister or whatever. I by faith have believed it, okay? Because I trust the Holy Spirit and the spirit of my brothers and sisters who are looking for the Lord to return. Okay, but I had never seen it in the scriptures myself, even though there have been patterns. However, in verse 17 of First Thessalonians chapter 4, okay, what the Lord says is, The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, for the longest time, I just kind of winked or blinked at the words "and remain." I didn't really understand what that meant. I didn't understand why the Lord didn't just say, you know, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. No, it doesn't say that. It says we who are alive and remain. So it's very, very possible that on Pentecost, whatever day that is, and Pentecost just may even be a, it may not actually be a date. It's more like a symbol for us. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Let me interject here.
Okay.
I just did a little garage work thing. It's been so long that it's almost hard to recall, at least for me, that Christian Easter was on the 27th of March. And I just looked at that. That makes Christian Pentecost basically May 15th.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Just saying. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, see. And that's fine. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So what I am, it's like the Holy Spirit has now opened my eyes. He's opened my eyes that, you know, we're going to experience that transformation, that glorification of our souls and our bodies, and we may be here for a little while, just like the saints that resurrected with Christ. They remained in Jerusalem for a while, and people saw them, and that might be what will happen to us. And you know, hey. And I remember last year the strong sense of March 20, the end of March 23rd through 27th or something. We had that strong, sense. Anyway, this is, the other reason why it may not have happened last year, I'm just throwing out some thoughts here. Okay, here's the other caveat. I heard, and again, this is just from people who know a little bit more than I do, perhaps, but I heard or read that Enoch was translated. Or was it Elijah? Enoch or Elijah were translated. Enoch were translated. Was translated on Pentecost, right?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I thought you were talking about the type of disappearance. But
no. One of them was translated on Pentecost, and so you know that occurred to me. The other matter is this. Again, and you've got to, you know, I pray that you all understand where I'm going with this, okay? Keep in mind those scriptures. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. All right, so in 1948, and I know that there was something about it in chat, about the number 69 and May 1948, but my screen was frozen, so I couldn't read everything that was in chat. So what I have understood or gotten insight and revelation on is this. 1948, Israel was reestablished as a nation. We all know that. And we also know that in 1967, in that Six-Day War, Jerusalem, then, and I'm going to use a term that, a phrase that no one has considered. I'm going to use the word was grafted back in. Jerusalem was grafted back in to Israel in 1967. Now, of course, Jerusalem was always a part of Israel. But I say that because Israel was established first and then Jerusalem. First Israel, the Jews, and then Jerusalem in 1967. Now, isn't it interesting that the Gentile bride is likened to the holy city, New Jerusalem? And once again, Israel was established first, and then Jerusalem, a type of the Gentile bride, who will be taken up first, and then Israel being saved sometime in the tribulation. So, I saw that, and I thought, wow, Lord, you're just showing me that we are leaving really soon. We're going to get our glorious bodies very soon. And I truly believe, hey, the sooner the better, but I really believe that it's between now and June 21st, and the very latest June 21st being that's the beginning of summer. That's right. So that's what I really wanted to share. And
cool.
And yesterday, when I was sharing this with a friend of mine who I reconnected not too long ago, we were high school friends, and I was explaining this to her. I was getting goosebumps, and I got a lump in my throat. So that I had a very strong anointing yesterday when I was sharing all this that I just shared with you all. Right now.
So you're right. You're right. You're right in line with everything that I was getting yesterday, and a lot of us are at right now. So that's very cool.
Wow. See,
the whole Pentecost thing. Michelle was reminding me in chat about one of the visions I had. I remember very specifically getting this one because I was taking a nap on a couch rather than when I was sleeping overnight, and I woke up and I had this vision of the calendar pages flipping, and these calendars were like pages for a week. No, they were pages for a day, and I was hearing the words weeks, 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 and then I heard the word Pentecost twice. And so what Michelle was getting out of that, and I've actually been thinking about this for the last few days myself, the words Pentecost could mean two Pentecosts from now. And so that actually might have very specific meaning to this. And I don't remember exactly when I had this, but I remember, there was exactly one date in this whole flipping of pages that he showed me, and it was something like July. It was either June or July 27th or 6th or 7th or something. I'm not sure, but it could be. And I don't remember when Pentecost was that year. So it was 2014. So I'll have to go back and take a look at that, because that has been in the back of my mind, because I knew it was 2 years, and I heard Pentecost twice, and I could see that we're heading to a type of Pentecost. Just about a minute to call in, but I think I'm heading to Michelle says thanks for sharing that, Carol. But I think I'm going to kind of head out tonight. I've got basically I'm just really tired. Pentecost was June 8th on 2000. Well, okay, so Pentecost was June 8th on 2014. Michelle says so that could be my 8 and 9. because mm-hmm. that's June 8 and 9 this year, or it could be real Pentecost. So, oh, I don't want any part of June.
Yeah, right. Neither do you. You.
But Christian Pentecost, awful. Christian Pentecost is the 15th of May. So there.
Absolutely.
So there.
Amen and amen
okay.
and amen. I do also just want to add one real quick.
Probably the 16th. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Go
so
ahead.
16.
Yeah.
16.
I'm very good with that. Okay, but one more.
There you go.
Just one more little thought for everybody to get encouraged that it is this year and this month, you know, and that is this. Okay. In from 1967 to 2016, it's 49 years that Jerusalem has returned to Israel, and 49 years is a jubilee year, right? And that's the
right.
year, and every jubilee year, you know, the debts were canceled and, you know, everything was forgiven and blah, blah, blah. So that's just a little more encouragement for all of us that, you know, it's no accident whether it's May, June. It's May for us. It's June for everybody else. You know,
yeah.
May 15 for us.
Yeah.
And June for everybody else. Okay. But nevertheless, this is, it's 49 years. That's not an accident. And Jesus did tell his disciples, you know, when the fig tree blossoms and puts forth her figs, that's the generation he was returning in. Well, 49 years is a generation for us. So there you go.
Right.
He is coming for us, and we are all in one accord that he's coming for us this month. Amen.
So what days does that go to? What day does that go to, Michelle? I'm sorry, Carol. What day does that go to?
You're tired, Jerry.
You don't know. You have no idea.
Don't get your girls mixed up.
The Hebrew calendar is through June 12th is when that's what I was going to say. In the war 1967 either started or ended. I want to say it ended. It was 6 days, right? Ended on Pentecost.
Yeah. That's right.
So there you go.
June 6th or 7th, 1967.
Right. So there you go. We are all worn out. I'm telling you, we are very worn out. But
yes,
very
we are.
Encouraged. We're very encouraged. So, you know, Lord, you know, we're holding this to you. We're surrendering ourselves to you, and we believe that you know your word is true. And you said you were coming for us, you know, in this generation. So we're holding you to it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
it's time for him. It's time for him to speak and to fulfill his promises to everyone, and he's good for it. So, hey, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, anyway, thank you all.
Night.
I think I'm gonna close it out, and
love you all.
We will see you.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight.
In
the air. Maybe.
Because he lives. I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen.
nursing upon. We know